Border closures, as we've been discussing today on the show, are a new reality. From Chile to Malaysia, from Germany to Canada, the new coronavirus is leading to unprecedented responses. The situation is fast-changing and constantly evolving. Here's the World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus speaking earlier today.
This is the defining global health crisis of our time. The days, weeks, and months ahead will be a test of our resolve, a test of our trust in science, and a test of solidarity.
Trust in science and a test of solidarity. That is a strong message at a time when we are all scrambling to learn what we can to flatten the curve of infection. So what exactly do we know about the virus and its global spread at this time? I checked in with the world's global health correspondent, Alana Gordon, for the latest.
There's more than 140 countries that have cases. We've seen at least 170,000 reported cases around the globe, more than 6,000 deaths. And there's just this growing recognition that it's not some other place's problem. It's everybody's problem. Dr. Tedros says that, you know, while we've seen these social distancing measures really escalate in countries now, with schools closing and social gatherings being limited or being canceled, the other aspect of this that really is a key part in how this plays out around the globe really needs to amp up. It's the backbone, and there needs to be more done for that. And what he's talking about is testing. He repeated it multiple times, testing, 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 along with the isolation and contact tracing.
Right. I mean, that's where you get the data. Today, Monday, the 16th of March, where is the coronavirus getting transmitted?
So if you look at the curve, the epidemiology curve right now, you can see it really going a steep way upwards in places like Europe and below that, the Eastern Mediterranean region. So right now, Europe is at the heart of this outbreak. At the same time, we see kind of these different phases of this pandemic developing around the globe in different parts of its development. So China, as we know, started early on in December and peaking, and now they're seeing less cases than outside its borders. But now we're seeing places like Italy, France, and Germany all now amping up their measures in response.
Yes. So how is that kind of staggered pandemic impacting the response to it?
On the one hand, Mike Ryan at the WHO is talking about how there can be lessons learned from other places that have seen kind of that peak come and go, such as in China. At the same time, the world is only as strong as its Achilles heel at this point. So the weaker places, the places that aren't tracking and tracing and testing how cases are spreading, makes this a really difficult thing to handle. You can't extinguish a fire blindfolded. You have to break the chain of transmission is the emphasis.
So how are researchers then getting their head around this rapidly changing situation and just providing good analysis for policymakers?
Because it's rapidly changing, researchers can learn new things each day. There are still unknowns, but as more time passes, they're learning more and more. At the same time, it is a really big struggle. So I talked to Kathleen O'Reilly. She's an epidemiologist specializing in contagious diseases at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
It is very difficult. I think this is where scientists all need to work together. I think the analyses that we do need to be flexible. So we can't just assume that, you know, this is a controlled environment. Things are changing rapidly from one day to the next.
So it's about flexibility and really keeping on that data and being able to share that data and information to coordinate.
The world's Alana Gordon with the latest on the global pandemic. Thank you, Alana.
Thanks, Marco.